That was the Crystals, of course, right here on East Point Radio. You're listening to the Monday Montage with me, Mark Lindsay. Great to have the pleasure of your company, as always. And we'll have another 60s track for you in just a few moments. But before then, we're going to have one of our guests joining us on the programme. And it's going to be my great pleasure to welcome to the show Fran Spate, who's the project officer from Greetings from Lowestoft Postcard Competition, who I hope's on the line now. Good morning to you, Fran.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me on to the show.
No problem at all. Thank you for joining us. Now, this sounds a wonderful project, basically, the Greetings from Lowestoft Postcard Competition. Can you tell us a little bit about its background?
Yes, the Greetings from Lowestoft is a project delivered by the Lowestoft Heritage Action Zone, and it's a project celebrating the history of Lowestoft, its culture, and its local community. And it's been funded by the East Suffolk Council, Historic England, and His Majesty's Government.
All right. So it sounds a wonderful project, and I know that you've had quite a lot of publicity about this recently, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We're trying to put it out there and get as many people as involved as possible. As part of the project, we're running this competition, inviting people to make their own postcard of everything they love about Lowestoft. And in a way, it also celebrates sending postcards again, which is something that we don't tend to do anymore so much.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And
and the great thing about this, I know, as you were saying, it's a postcard competition, but it hasn't necessarily got to be on a postcard, has it?
No. So this is a friendly competition open to all ages, and you can be as creative as you like. So you can use recycled materials to portray images of lower stuff that you love, for example, the sea, the amazing beaches, fish and chips, seagulls, anything. We've had some amazing ideas come in from people about using crochet, sewing, even clay. So as long as they look like a postcard, you can enter it.
Hey, there's plenty of scope then for everybody, isn't there?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Now, the actual competition itself, I know, as I say, it's had a lot of publicity recently, certainly. Where is it all going to be displayed at the end of the day?
Right, so all the postcards are going to be displayed at the East Point Pavilion as part of the Christmas Fair festivities, and that's going to take place on the 15th of December. So there'll also be a special announcement by our local writer and poet, Dean Parkin, at 5 o'clock. So please, as many people as can make it, come along and listen to that. So, as I say, all the postcards are going to be displayed in the pavilion, but the winners' postcards are going to be printed up, and they're going to be distributed around Lowestoft for members of the public to pick up, use, enjoy, send to friends and family, and invite them to visit Lowestoft.
Hey, it sounds great, because this is the right time to do this with a lead up to Christmas. I mean, people could send these like Christmas cards, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're going to have a really colourful bunch of postcards coming in, so we're really looking forward to showing them all off at the pavilion. Just a couple of key points before I forget. So the competition is open to all ages, by the way, and you can submit more than one postcard. And please put your contact details on the back in case you're a winner.
Okay, now the postcard activity packs, where are they actually going to be available from? Can you tell us some of those places?
Yes, so you can pick up, if you need some inspiration, you can pick up the guides from the Kirkley Centre and Windsor Art Gallery, and they're both in London Road South in Lowestoft. But failing that, you can also pick some up from the Lowestoft Library in Clapham Road South. And when you've finished your postcards, you can drop them off at the same places as well.
That sounds good. Now, Lowestoft's such a wonderful place, isn't it? And I'm sure you're going to get all sorts of reflections of Lowestoft literally put together for this postcard competition. It's a great way to fly the flag for Lowestoft, isn't it?
It is. And it's not only how you see Lowestoft now. It might even be how you want to see Lowestoft in the future as well. So we've had a few ideas there come in. So that'll be interesting too. Looking forward to seeing them coming in.
It certainly sounds wonderful to be able to put together something like this. Now, there must be a lot of work involved, surely, because as you were saying, they're going to be displayed at the East Point Pavilion on the 15th of December. That's going to take a lot of organising, I'd imagine.
I think it's going to keep me busy, Mark, but don't worry, I work for a wonderful charity called Suffolk Art Link, and I'm hoping that'll be not just me putting it all up, don't worry. But I'm also going to be running a drop-in, which is going to take place on the 2nd of November at the East Point Pavilion. From 2:30, and it's just to give people a bit of inspiration. We'll have some blank postcards there and some collage materials. So please, anybody who's free, please pop along, and it'll be lovely to make some postcards together.
Certainly. Now, let's give her that information again. You say it's a drop-in session on the 2nd of November.
At the East Point Pavilion in Lowestoft. Yep, and we'll be there from 2:30 to 4:00. And we'll have all the materials there for everybody to use and participate in the competition. Yeah.
Wonderful. And it's great to know that this competition is open to all age groups, because, I mean, we're still in the throes of some schools have gone back after half term, some haven't. I know it's a bit of a mishmash, but the children can get involved as well, can't they?
Yes. Oh, we wanted it to be a friendly competition for all ages, and allow them to make as many postcards as they want. So if you have, you know, any community groups out there, schools who would like to be involved, then you can get in contact with me at Suffolk Art Link, and I can drop some in the post to you as well. So that's another thing that we offer as well.
That sounds good, that schools could become involved as a collective, couldn't they? They could submit postcards from the school itself, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a lovely project for, not only schools, but community groups to get involved in. It's just a lovely activity, and I think it's we're not calling out for sort of professional artists, although they're very welcome, but it's for everybody. And it's really, we've got a local panel of judges, and the criteria for judging the postcards will be, you know, the simplicity, the innovation, and what it says to them, what message you're giving people on the front of your postcard. So you might want to write a few lines on the front of it, you know, greetings from Lowestoft, a breath of fresh air, for example. But, you know, it's completely up to you. So, it's just a very friendly competition.
So you mentioned that, the postcards are not only reflecting Lowestoft as it is these days, but as it was in the past. And this invites people from, the more senior amongst us to participate.
Yes. No, absolutely. And as we all know, Lowestoft has an amazing heritage, and the whole history of Lowestoft, and thinking about the promenades and the donkeys on the beaches, and it's something that we mustn't forget. And even the kippers, the smoked kippers.
Ah, yes.
I mean, we've had postcards of those as well.
Very important.
Very important. I mean, seagulls eating a fish and chips. they can have a touch of humour as well, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, we're mentioning there the the fantastic fishing industry, which it's depleted a lot these days, but Lowestoft at one time was the centre of the fishing industry, wasn't it?
Exactly, but we still have a harbour. Looking forward to the future, there's some lovely developments. There's the new Kittiwake hotels, the Seabirds, and you know, I think it's celebrating past, future, present, everything.
Now, these Kittiwake hotels, excuse my ignorance, but these are the structures out at sea, aren't they?
I believe so, yes. And they're to encourage the Kittiwakes to nest in the new Kittiwake hotels. So we shall see if they take to them.
I'm sure they will.
I think they're showing interest. Anyway,
I'm sure they will. So lots of people can reflect that, obviously, in their construction and design of the postcards.
Yeah, exactly. So, as I say, we're really looking forward to seeing what people are going to come up with.
I'm sure you are. Now, can we just illustrate once again? I know you've mentioned it, but the sort of materials that can be used for literally the postcard competition.
Yes. I mean, you can use anything from collage. So you can use material, paper, anything you can find around the house that you can stick onto a postcard to represent your portrayal of Lowestoft. Also, you know, one of the ideas was to actually stitch into the postcards, sort of using embroidery thread, which is another really cool
idea. That's a good
idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think, as I say, some people have been looking at using clay, so making a clay postcard. Obviously, postcards up, we're going to have to scan them in to reproduce them. But I wouldn't let that stop you. I think also there was somebody talking about using some Tiffany glass as well, which could be intriguing.
That certainly sounds interesting, yeah.
It does, doesn't it? So, I think the world's your oyster, really. But as long as they look like postcards, as long as they represent Lowestoft, and as well, as long as your contact details are on the back.
That's the important thing, yes. Now,
the important thing. Please don't forget your contact details.
Can we give out those details as well, once again, how folks can obtain the postcard activity packs and where from?
Yes. So, please, you can contact the postcard packs from the Kirkley Centre and Windsor Art Gallery in London Road South, and from the Lowestoft Live, and you can also drop off your finished postcards at the same places. And the deadline is going to be the 15th of November. So, get going.
Yes, get going, literally. And, of course, they can do by literally coming to your drop-in session on the 2nd of November at the East Point Pavilion.
Yes. Join us there for some inspiration and some fun creating postcards all together.
Sounds wonderful, Fran, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people involved, and Lowestoft being such a wonderful place, there's so much scope for the postcard competition, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm hoping to see a postcard come in from you, Mark.
Get something organised. We'll send something in, and we'll see if we can participate as well, as we're the local station in the Lowestoft area.
Yeah. And can I just send a quick shout out of thanks to the Kirkley Centre and Windsor Art Gallery, Lowestoft Library, East Point Pavilion, and of course our funders, East Suffolk Council, Historic England, and His Majesty Government, for making this all happen. Thank you very much.
That sounds wonderful. You've got the commercial in, so that's good.
Yeah. I've got it in. Managed to put that in.
Hey, can I thank you, Fran, for joining us live here on East Point Radio today.
It's been lovely to talk to you, Mark. Thank you very much for inviting us on.
Great to speak to you. Thank you very much. There we've been talking to Fran Spate, who's the project officer for Greetings from Lowestoft Competition. And don't forget that drop-in centre or drop-in session rather, is going to be at the East Point Pavilion on the 2nd of November between 2:30 and 4. Go along to that, find out all the details, and there's lots of ways you can get involved. And don't forget that all the entries will be displayed at the East Point Pavilion on the 15th of December. And it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
right here on East Point Radio. Back to the music.